My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. Malik Hooker might be the most important player on defense this year. There's a decent chance of it. More on that specifically in just a second. We're doing a Cowboys roster inventory as we head off to Oxnard right after the show. Sean making the bold choice to go home first instead of go straight to the airport for what time's our flight?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. I legitimately just found out all the details of our trip last night at like 9 o'clock. Our flight, our
hotel.
Pretty sure
it was emailed to you like 6 months ago.
I know it was, but I lost it.
I'll get home at 10:30, wrap up whatever final packing, eat early lunch, leave the house at 11, get to DFW airport at 11:30, maybe 11:40.
Ooh, yeah, and then you got to go through security though. You're trusting that it's going to be a light line?
If it's not, I'll just Gavin Dawson it.
Or you'll
just go back another day whenever I feel like it.
You can choppy it. You could buy your clear pass or your TSA pre-check or whatever you got there. So
should I be expecting? I know it's a dumb question. Craziness at DFW airport.
DFW generally, they're secure. They got, because like most, they've got like 3 or 4 security checkpoints per terminal. You're not looking. Usually, of course, it's going to happen today.
Yeah.
But usually it's not that bad.
I know Delta is still like
at DFW.
I don't know where it was. I saw Charles Barkley like being interviewed, like waiting for his bags. Like Delta's still haywire.
I typically.
What time are you getting there, Mr. Preach to everyone else?
I'm not preaching. I'm just saying it's a bold choice.
So when are you getting there?
I'll be there probably 11:10, something like that.
Okay.
So because I'm gonna go book it straight home, and then Kristen's dropping me off because I didn't want to leave the car over here. And we got to figure out checking bags and where we're going to go drinking tonight until 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, and we got a lot of decisions.
You guys
are going to
make fun of me when we get there.
You checked a bunch of bags?
Because you're bringing your girlfriend on the guys trip?
It's not really a guys trip. It's a work trip. Bringing her because...
Fiance, not girlfriend.
Come she on. Says, I don't understand how their girls can go 10 days without their guys. That's what she said. So I took that as a compliment. No. We are bringing an extra suitcase. Empty one.
She just knows she's going to be closer to Bonte when she goes.
Right. For all the edibles?
For some. But for the liquor to bring home. Because you can't... There's certain types of liquor are just very, very difficult to find here. They're just very difficult. In California, you can get them in CVS's. So we bought a wine suitcase that we're going to be... bringing it home.
Man. Wow. Yeah. You're matching rompers too.
So wine or liquor bottles, or they fit both?
They fit both. They're shaped like it's got the cutout of the styrofoam. It's shaped like a wine bottle, But, I mean, you could fit really anything in there.
One size fits all. Yeah.
That's right, baby.
Love that. All right, so we're taking a look at the secondary here. We, of course, know Trayvon Diggs is opening training camp on...
And the answer to that, Sarah, is children. You'll know if you force RJ into it. That's how they can be away from us for 10 days.
Twist his arm.
They'll just pack up the two-month-old and say, sit in the Holiday Inn in Oxnard. Children.
The Trayvon Diggs is going to start training camp on PUP. Not a lot of clarity about exactly how quickly he'll be ready to go. I would imagine we're going to get some clarity of that whenever Mike McCarthy starts speaking. Or, well, never mind, not when McCarthy starts speaking. Whenever Jerry speaks, I guess we'll get clarity on that. We'll have timelines. And so you've got a setup with the cornerback group right now where there's a lot of guys who are, it's kind of a make it or break it time for them. So you've got their corner safety combo, Israel Mukwamu. You've got Nashawn Wright, who is just not progressed at all the way that they had wanted him to, the way they anticipated he would. He's been banged up a lot, hurt a lot. I think this is probably end of the road for Nashawn Wright this year. Eric Scott Jr., who they drafted last year in the fifth round, and they actually traded a future pick to go up and get him. That's another guy that could be on the trading block or could be on the bubble. Two guys, we heard earlier Archer mentioning Junior Fajoko, the defensive lineman who could go. Eric Scott and Junior Fajoko are two examples right there of what happens when the coach who was here when you were picked, how that can shift things for you pretty quickly. Because Eric Scott and Junior Fajoko were two guys that Dan Quinn was a big fan of. And to be fair, Al Harris is still a big fan of Eric Scott whenever you hear him talk about him. But that's two guys that they were really excited about after last year's draft that could be traded or released or completely moved on from now because things are just different. It's a different scheme. It's a different philosophy, different outlook. But with Diggs out, this is going to be a big opportunity for Kalen Carson, who they picked in the fifth round this year, the cornerback out of Wake Forest. He's a guy who I think they had him graded probably closer to like the third, fourth round. And is a guy that they think they got really great value on. And somebody I think they have in their future is that's going to be the guy starting alongside Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs whenever Jordan Lewis is out of here. That's going to be our trio of corners. But behind that, there's just a lot of questions about Jordan Lewis, 1 year older, being a little injury prone at this point in his career, undersized. What are you going to get out of him totally? How quickly is Kalen Carson going to be ready? Is Garyon Conley, the UFL corner you signed, is he going to be a big contributor to this? So you end up with a lot of questions back there that lead to things like Archer talking about earlier that Stephon Gilmore could potentially still be on their radar if they get to camp and go, this is not working. That could be your Anthony Barr type signing where you get into camp and go, we got to flesh this out a little bit more.
So Gilmore's just sitting there waiting. Yep. Has he had offers and he's just being picky?
Publicly flirted with Carolina a little bit, but that's kind of just been it that we've heard about publicly. I think there was communication between Dallas and Gilmore's side, and it was clear they just weren't close early in the offseason. But other than that, I think it's just been largely quiet. It's been quiet for a lot of these veteran corners this year in the free agent market. It's not paid off the same sort of way. Before we go to the safety group, you talked earlier about Trey Lance's number one storyline for you. Like, that's where you're going to be focused.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think everybody's keeping an eye out on that. Would number two be, depending on how quickly it comes back, just overall during the course of training camp, whether they're here or back in Oxnard, is number two at this point, what does Trayvon Diggs look like? Because there have been so many questions about ACL players in recent years.
How many times does he curse out Dak? Call him the B word.
Yeah. I mean, Dak.
You weird for that.
Yeah, Dak. I miss no training camp time. Coming off my injury, I miss no training camp time, Diggs. That's what he'll tell him. But they've had a lot of issues with guys rehabbing from ACLs. We've talked about that over the course of the last 2 days, especially with Michael Gallup's retirement from the Raiders yesterday.
Say it.
Say what part?
Call them out.
Call out who?
Call out the people doing the surgeries.
I don't know that it's a surgery issue. Like that's what I'm saying.
Call out their training staff then.
But that's what I don't know. It's the training staff either. That's what I'm saying. Like, I legitimately have. There's a question of, is this bad luck that they've run into with Jabril Cox, Michael Gallup, and Terrence Steele? Those three. Is it specific to the positions they're playing and what they're being asked to do? Is Diggs, who a guy who's got to cut and move laterally a lot, is that going to be impacted by it? He's up on the list of things I'm watching to figure out. Okay, are you going to be able to legitimately count him? And if you can't, how big a difference does it make for them if you're getting 70% of what you've come to expect from Trayvon Diggs? That's going to be really difficult on their secondary.
It's huge.
Over in the safety group, you've got Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson solidified as your two starters after J-Ron Kearse departed this offseason. They've had that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Three safety rotation a lot. Marquise Bell, who spent a lot of time in the linebacker room last year, out of necessity, is now back to his natural position at safety. And you've also got Wanya Thomas there, who can play nickel, can play some corner, can play in the box, can play free, strong. He's a really versatile player, and so they like him, and I think they'll have him around here a lot. But Malik Hooker specifically, as the free safety, the quarterback, the kind of 10,000-foot view of what the defense has set up and kind of directing everybody, is going to be so critical to the Cowboys' success on defense this year.
Because are you done?
Yeah, sure.
Wrapped up?
Yep, I'm done.
Good.
Malik Hooker, he's important.
Because we have a little surprise here. B-Lo.
I knew I shouldn't.
The belt.
Oh, yeah.
Over to Peyton Phillip Russell.
Oh, I know what you did.
Oh, Bobby. Well, you got to know, I'm a producer, too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, play your dumb song.
You said the website, and so here we go. This is Obnoxious Bobby and his big forehead.
Yo, Bobby in the crib, forehead like a satellite. Mom gone left, him solo in the twilight.
Oh no!
Neighbors peeping, whispering, how much they despise. Squabbling over nothing, he's the reason for the flies. Boy blocking out the sun, eclipse on the rise. Apartment shaking, Bobby's voice like a bad surprise. Think they hate him? Oh, that's just the starting line. Bobby ain't no quitter, he just sipping on that wine. Obnoxious Bobby got a body nobody's wanting. Forehead shining brighter than the morning. People hating, ain't no debating. He just blaming on the world, perpetually frustrating. Lost his mom young, bit his soul, always prowling. Forehead beam illuminating, past he's falling. Neighbors can't stand the noise he be bringing. But Bobby's vibe too strong, ain't no silencing. Stephen King grin, lean like a villain. In the old department, sense of cold and a chilling. Annoying but determined, a king in his mind. Stubborn as a mule, forever unrefined. Obnoxious Bobby got a body nobody's wanting. Forehead shining brighter than the morning. People hating, ain't no debating. He just blaming on the world, perpetually frustrating. He got that Stephen King grin, lean like
Stephen
a villain.
King grin.
In the old department, sense of cold and a chilling. Annoying but determined, a king in his mind. Stubborn as a mule, forever unrefined. Obnoxious Bobby got a body nobody's wanting. Forehead shining brighter than the morning. People hating, ain't no debating. He just blaming on the world, perpetually frustrating.
Thank you, AI, for that. Jeez.
Good. Wow. There's only one problem with the song, Peyton. There's the line in there, it's not accurate. It says, like, Bobby got no bodies or whatever. I got bodies.
Hopefully just one.
No, but remember there's the girl on Snapchat who tried to blackmail me.
That one was a little...
Oh, no, wait, that was you.
A little dark.
That one was a little harder to understand, but Bobby has been...
Oh, I thought all of it.
Did you?
Yeah, every line.
Bobby's been putting in AI songs for everyone as we are leaving for Oxnard, and that was Pepe behind the scenes.
Second line, man.
I just want to know what you typed in. Forehead, annoying.
Yeah, how'd you have that many characters?
Mom, apartment. What else did you put in?
I think that was it. Maybe loud in there too.
Loud in there too.
Or they just assumed that.
What was your line that you liked?
The second line, like something about his mom
left him.
Yeah, mom left him.
She didn't leave me. She was taken by acute respiratory distress syndrome. It basically hardened her lungs, and like she had a hole like blown out in them.
Okay,
and her lungs couldn't recover, so she basically spent a month on a ventilator.
That's old news.
Couldn't breathe.
Let's move on. We move forward.
Ventilators are very relevant in this day and age. I don't know what you're talking
about. That's old news. So there's
4 years ago.
Pepe's revenge on Roberto in his very own segment here on Sean and RJ. All right, we need you to hit the microphone on the Odyssey app to record your predictions for training camp, not for the Cowboys, but for the radio station. Training camp over-unders for 105.3 The Fan and the entire staff. That kicks off the final hour of the Hump Day edition. Next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.